Every Friday, get on down to Union Park Tavern, 4520 8th Avenue, for their famous fish fry, voted best at Kenosha for over the last decade.
But that's not all. Union Park Tavern serves up great food every day, including their 9 a.m. weekend brunches.
And they offer plenty of entertainment, live music, trivia night, karaoke night, and more.
Be sure to check out their fabulous beer garden. That's Union Park Tavern, 4520 8th Avenue.
Does your business need a little extra attention?
Do you want to grow your impact and your bottom line?
Do you want to be heard?
Well, let out a roar and contact Gary Schneeberger of Roar.
The Roar team has over 30 years of experience creating effective and evocative content that'll help you reach your goals with boldness, engagement, and inspiration.
Want to learn more? Visit weroar.la. Roar! Grab those shovels, because today we dig deep into the rich history of Kenosha with former Tremper student, retired Tremper social studies teacher, and current general manager of Green Ridge Cemetery, Peter Johnson. Cue that music. Kenosha.
Hello, everybody out there, and thanks for listening to K-Town Connects Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Jason, and with me is...
Hey, it's good old Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I feel alive this episode of the K-Town Connects Podcast.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's a nice gloomy day out there in Kenosha here. Nice spring, May, rainy day.
Spring will be here eventually, right?
Yeah. We got Fargo's Ovens up, though.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
We're at Luigi's Pizza Kitchen. They're located at 7531 39th Avenue, and guess what? They're open Tuesday through Sunday for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. So order those pizza pies by giving a call at 262-694-6565, and you can also check out their full menu and order online at luigispizzakenosha.com.
Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. You know what else is delicious?
What's
that? The Dropping Daisies. They did that great theme song for us.
It's still rocking, baby.
Peter didn't get to hear the theme song. He had his headphones off. He's kind of looking at me like, what's going on? Why are we just sitting here not doing anything?
Yeah, we were rocking out, Peter. We were rocking out to our theme song.
We'd like to thank them for that. Go check them out this summer, wherever they may be.
Yeah, I think they're going to be out and about this summer. I think they're
playing. I heard rumors of playing The Taste, maybe.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. Speaking of taste, what's brewing on this episode, Jason?
Oh, we got some great beers from Public Craft Brewery located down at 628 58th Street. We're having another one of their sour ale series, the Pina Colada I'm trying.
I love it.
And then I had the Somebody Spiked My Strawberry Punch.
Ooh.
That was pretty good, too.
Public Brewery knows what they're doing with these beers.
Yeah, they got some great beers. They also expand their menu now. They have liquor and wine and things like that.
And a great, great food menu as well. So you can have beer, wine, shots, and great food.
Yeah.
So all at Public Craft Brewing Company.
In downtown Kenosha.
Yep. And check out their website for more details at publiccraftbrewing.com.
Well, today here we're talking with Peter Johnson. He is the general manager of the Green Ridge Cemetery. How are you doing today, Peter?
Just great, thank you.
All right.
I'm getting a little thirsty after listening to the ad on the Public Craft Brewing.
Oh, you're going to have to get down there to Public Craft Brewing.
I'm thinking I'm going to try something before I leave today.
Oh, yes, please do.
Yes,
please do.
We have quite a bit.
Some nice cold beers over there on ice. So we're going to talk to Peter here about his life. He's a lifelong Kenoshan, born here, I assume.
Yep.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Yeah. Born in KMH.
Yep.
Yeah. What was your first school you went to?
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt,
4-year-old kindergarten.
Oh boy.
My parents lived out in Pleasant Prairie at the time, and the Pleasant Prairie were not part of the school system.
Okay.
They had their own separate school system that started in first grade. If you wanted your child to go to kindergarten, you lived in Summers or Pleasant Prairie, you'd have to pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
I My parents paid tuition for me to go to Roosevelt.
So did you stay at Roosevelt, or did you?
Went to Roosevelt for four-year-old kindergarten, most of five-year-old kindergarten in April of 1957, I'm sort of dating myself, for five-year-old kindergarten. My parents found a house in Kenosha, and they bought a house in Kenosha. When we were living in Pleasant Prairie, we were actually living with my grandparents. They were looking, you know, my parents spent several years looking for housing. Back in the 50s, there was a shortage of housing, both my parents were rather particular, and they wanted certain things in a house, and they were not willing to, give those things up.
Okay. So what neighborhood did you end up growing up in? What neighborhood?
Sunnyside.
Sunnyside.
Oh, yeah. 79th Street and 25th Avenue.
Very nice. Very nice.
I remember when 80th Street was a dirt road.
Wow.
I remember when the houses south of 80th Street were being built. And as a second or third grader, going into some of those houses while they were being built.
Yeah, I'd go kind of check everything out.
You know, just did a lot of exploring, climbing into certain basements with going down ladders and stuff. Things that today elementary school students probably don't experience.
Yeah. Get a little older. What was your first job you ever had?
My first job, I worked for myself. I was I did lawns for neighbors.
Okay.
Elderly neighbors. When I was about 12 years old, I helped my grandfather he had a meat processing plant, and I learned to wrap meat with him.
Which place was that? Which place was that?
Well, Phil Host, slaughterhouse out on Highway 50.
Okay.
He did custom slaughtering after he closed his last market in 1956, which was at 624 57th Street.
Okay.
Actually, that building was torn down, and now it's the new building that was built on it is where the creative space is.
Oh,
okay.
That's 624 57th
Street. Oh, yeah. It's having big numbers right there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a surgeon, a doctor, and I can remember in eighth grade, my eighth grade social studies teacher, Bob Saxvig, he was also my counselor at Lance. Bob Saxvig suggested that I consider going into teaching and coaching swimming because I swam all the way through college.
Okay.
And in eighth grade, he suggested that I should consider that because I had a strong social studies background, and then I did do pretty good with swimming. And he thought it would be better for me to do that. I would told people afterwards, I think he was afraid that if I came back to Kenosha and be a surgeon, that I might have to cut on him one of these days. And he preferred that I be doing something besides cutting people.
So you graduated high school. What were your plans then? Were you planning on going right to college? Or
I went on to college. I went to Oshkosh.
Immediately, that fall? That fall you went right away?
Oh, yeah. I went right away,
yeah.
Right away to college. I mean, it's just straight from Tremper to Oshkosh. I had looked at a lot of schools, but there was some friends of mine suggested that I come up and take a look at Oshkosh.
So you go to Oshkosh for college. How long were you there?
5 years.
Okay. And then did you come back to Kenosha?
I came back to Kenosha.
So what were your plans then? Did you have a plan? Did you have any prospects on what you were going to do?
Oh, I wanted to come back, and actually I came back and was given a job at Lance Junior High School. And I taught English and Social Studies 7th grade for several years.
So how long were you at Lance then?
I was at Lance from 1974 until June of 1987.
Okay.
And then in the summer of 1987, they needed someone with someone that could teach economics at Tremper.
Ah, okay.
And I was certified, and I was transferred over to Tremper in the fall of 87.
How was that different dealing with high school students compared to seventh graders?
Well, Tremper's a big school.
Yeah. What was
it was over 2,000.
Wow.
I mean, we were like probably about 2,500 students or so. Hmm. I don't really remember, but it, you know, I knew my way around Lance. Mm-hmm. You know, you know all the routines, you know where to find things, and and Lance was a smaller group, you know, it was half the size. And you know, different procedures that you had to learn. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate; I had friends on that staff that knew me, and knew me as a student, knew me as a you know, other activities in the community.
Well, I'm sure you probably had some students at Tremper that you had at Lance, right?
Oh yeah,
I had students.
I knew quite a few of the students.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew quite a few of the teachers as well.
All right. Well, I think we got to take our break right now, and we'll be right back with some more with Peter Johnson. Don't change that dial. Hey, Donnie, you thirsty?
Oh, yeah.
Well, get on down to Lucci's Grandview, 6929 39th Avenue. Grab yourself a cold drink and some good conversation.
This family-owned bar will serve you up some great memories.
Follow them on Facebook for their great upcoming specials and events.
That's Lucci's Grandview, 6929 39th Avenue.
Whether you're in the market for a new home or just want to sell the one you have, contact Shannon Franklin of RE/MAX Newport Elite for all your real estate needs.
Shannon will deliver outstanding and honest service to get you what you're looking for the right price.
Shannon knows Kenosha is excited to help you on your real estate journey.
Give her a call at 262-960-5182 or click that link in our show notes to learn more.
And tell her K-Town Connect sent you. All right, and we're back from that break.
And what a break it was, huh, Jason?
Oh, yes, it was a very good break. We're here with Peter Johnson. And so, Peter, you retired from teaching. How'd you get involved with the Green Ridge Cemetery?
Well, first off, Kenosha history has always been a little, a big interest of mine.
Yeah.
And I joined the cemetery board back in the late 80s. Early 90s. I was the youngest member on the board. And then, you know, by 2007, 2008, the average age of our executive board was 88.
Oh boy.
Wow.
And unfortunately, you know, I mean, working with the cemetery, being on the cemetery board, you learn that none of us get out of this place alive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just one of those, it's inevitable. Yeah. Eventually it does happen. And our, you know, we had a great executive board. They were all fine people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they were older.
Yeah.
And they did not, the board would only meet once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not a lot of oversight. Let's say that's an understatement. There was no oversight.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manager that was with us for about maybe 4 or 5 years that ended up and embezzling a significant amount of money.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is he going to go to his
grave? We had a change in, we had a, you know, we we had an executive board that was all, you know, either deceased or resigning, you know, retiring, and we needed a new executive board. I suggested that I suggested Neil Kotormson that, Neil, why don't you become chairman of the board?
Yeah.
And his response was, Pete, you're retired. Why don't you become chairman? And I said, okay, well, I put down some ground rules about me becoming chairman. I said, you know, his executive board will need, the new executive board will need to be a meet every other month and connected via email. The whole board needs to meet opposite months.
Yeah.
And not necessary to be connected to email. Mm. Well, we reconvened the new board December 7th, 2008, Pearl Harbor Day. One of the new board members asked if we had what you called a directors and officers liability insurance in place. That's something that protects directors and officers from mistakes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I knew when I taught that mistakes happen.
Yeah.
You know, poop happens. Simple as that. You know, when I taught, I thought I would tell students, if I'm doing something wrong, say something to me. Because the last time I thought I was perfect, I tried to walk across Lake Michigan, and I sunk. So that's what the directors and officers' liability insurance is. Its purpose, to protect by honest mistakes. Well, the manager said, I paid that bill. I think I paid that bill. And the we called the insurance company, and the insurance company said, yeah, that's paid. But your insurance on your truck, your equipment, your land, your buildings, that was that was canceled 2 months ago.
Oh.
Now, our office is very, very, our office alone is very, very expensive to replace.
Yeah.
Right? It's a small building, but because of the intricate work and all, it's a replacement cost is about $450,000.
Was it that little cottage-looking place?
It's that little cottage little thing.
When was that built? When was that built?
1906.
Wow.
The front porch, 1906. The back portion was added in 1930. Mayor Antaranium, Mayor John Antaranium, thinks that it's the neatest office in Kenosha County. You know, it's in fact, we have plans to light it up at night this summer. So would show off. I'd like to have people drive by at night and go, I wonder when they built that building. Because right now, it blends in with the stonework on our wrought iron and stone fence. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that... So, we ended up realizing that we had a big can of worms. Mm. Sat down and started identifying. I mean, I had the time... ended up identifying things that we didn't need, working on getting better payment on plans with certain groups. Well, long story short, July 13th discovered that somebody had created a fraudulent account where they funneled about $180,000.
Wow.
And then fired that manager July 15th. We ended up pressing charges. She was eventually plead guilty and became a convicted felon. And
wow.
Yeah. And but then we also discovered additional funds in our legitimate account.
Okay, so if people don't know which cemetery is Green Ridge Cemetery, it's located right on between 7th Avenue and Sheridan, like around the 6600 block in that area. Is it the oldest cemetery in Kenosha?
It's the oldest cemetery in Kenosha County. Our first burial was February 1836.
Wow.
You know, considering that the community was begun June of 1835.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the oldest burials are actually on the bluff at the north end of the cemetery.
Okay. Right near the cottage area, kind of, right up the hill?
It's the west of the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, west of the office.
Okay.
Up on the hill. That's where Abner Barlow, one of our Revolutionary War soldiers, is buried. That's where the Durkees are buried. That's where Reuben Deming with the Underground Railroad is buried.
Oh, who's that?
Reuben Deming.
Okay.
Reuben Deming was... the Deming home was actually south of the where the Hanson Funeral Home is on Library Park.
Okay.
There's a memorial marker there. That home was moved back in the 1890s over to 61st Street in about the 1200 block.
Oh.
And but Reuben Deming was involved with, he was one of the individuals, an abolitionist involved with the Underground Railroad, with a number of other Kenoshans at the time.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So there's another cemetery just south of there.
Yeah. That's the St. James Cemetery. St. James is about 5 acres.
Okay.
We're about 33 acres.
Okay.
Wow. We surround, you know, we are north of St. James and we are west of St. James. And our western section of some people might know where the stainless steel Oscar Zirk cross is.
Mm,
you know,
yeah.
Oscar Zirk from the Zirk grease fitting, or the Rastic little family mausoleum for the Rastic family.
Mm, okay. So the other St. James Cemetery, are they a completely different entity than you?
That's an entirely different entity.
Okay.
You know, the St. James Cemetery, the St. Casimir's Cemetery, which is on 47th Avenue north of Washington Road, the St. George Cemetery.
Okay, but they're not sharing the same, you know, they're right up next to each
other.
Well,
like I mean, but those cemeteries, including the old St. Mark Cemetery, which is south of Southport School, those cemeteries are all managed by the St. Elizabeth Parish.
Okay, okay. All right. So what are some other interesting tenants you have down there at Green Ridge?
My gosh. We have all sorts of wildlife. You know, there's been times where I'll come in and we have deer in the cemetery. You know, they work their way up from the Chowaukee Prairie. They're in the cemetery. I remember one time where we had a family of skunks that moved under the Jeffrey Mausoleum, and I was just amazed that, you know, here there were like 12 of them, and you know, if you may remember the cartoon with Pepe Le Pew, when Pepe gets up on his toes and
starts hopping
and walks sideways. I thought that was just in the cartoon, but it's amazing to watch them do that. You know, we had them, you know, we had animal control. We had not an exterminator, but we had an animal control officer come and capture them, and they were moved out to the Bong recreation area where they had plenty of room.
Well, I said tenants, I kind of meant more the people that were 6 feet under.
6 feet under. Well, let me finish the story about animals first.
Squirrels, okay.
Well, last thing about animals. The other thing that we had, wild turkeys in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that was a surprise because they move quick. I'm driving through the cemetery and I see something move. And, you know, knowing it's the cemetery, you don't, you think it might be something besides an animal. It was a wild turkey. Some of the individuals that we have in Green Ridge Cemetery. Terry Lawler is a deceased English teacher that taught at Tremper. Terry said years ago that Green Ridge is the most historic spot in Kenosha County because it brings all the stories together.
Yeah.
We have the founders of Kenosha. We have the captains of industry. We have founders of different companies. Mm. We have the blood, sweat, and tears that built Kenosha.
Yeah.
We have education leaders. We have a few scoundrels there as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a thing lots of different stories. Every one of those 35,000 people that are buried in Green Ridge Cemetery, each one of them has an amazing story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a thing I know I used to take like a 3.5-hour walking tour with individuals before I had some health concerns. And, just start talking.
Yeah.
And right now we are slowly developing an app for your phone you could be able to walk through the cemetery and listen to different stories.
Like a guided tour kind of thing, huh?
A guided tour on an app.
Very cool.
But, I mean, that's a slow process.
Yeah.
But it's something that we're working on.
Now you've done the walking tours before. Are you going to offer anything like that this summer?
Right now I can do just very limited walking tours. I myself have a little utility vehicle that I can drive around cemetery. I'm limited as far as the amount of walking that I can do.
But is the History Center offering anything there? I know they've done stuff in the past before.
As far as the history walk is concerned, that was something that we sort of lost with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Any plans to bring that
momentum,
back?
The momentum sort of, we lost the momentum with the pandemic. That requires quite a few volunteers.
Yeah.
And, it's something that can come back in the future. But, we need feet on the ground.
For sure.
To be able to do it, not feet in the underground.
Yeah. Yeah. So if someone is looking to become involved with the Green Cemetery, maybe some kind of volunteer work or be on the board, how would they do that?
Contact us and contact me in the office.
And that's 262-652-1631.
Yeah, 652-1631.
Or they can shoot you an email at greenridgecemetery@gmail.com or stop in, right? 6604 7th Avenue. See if you're there.
I'm the lone ranger in the office. So, I mean, it's when I'm there, I'm there. When I'm not there, I'm not there. I'm not only the bookkeeper, the salesperson, but I'm also the gopher. So, I mean, when something is needed, that I'm the one that
you might be on your little truck driving around somewhere in the cemetery.
I'm the purchasing agent. I'm the one that I'm not on the clock. It's the thing that if I have to run out to, let's say, up out west of the interstate to get supplies or up to Milwaukee to get supplies, I'm not on the clock. I'm not an hourly employee.
Yeah, you just do this for the passion of it.
Well, I mean, I'm not doing it for nothing.
Yeah, okay.
But at the same time, I'm doing it at quite a discount.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, quite a discount.
So at Green Ridge, there's thousands of people there. What is your favorite headstone in the cemetery? Or do you find the most beautiful?
The O'Neill Celtic Cross. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Okay.
But it's C-E-L-T-I-C.
Yeah. Celtic. I think it goes both ways.
It's about 35 feet tall.
Ah, yes.
It's over 100 years old. It is hand chiseled. Probably takes, if it was to be replicated today, it would probably be close to $1 million.
Wow.
The Captain O'Neill was a Great Lakes ship's captain. And his brother was the lighthouse keeper here in Kenosha. And Kenosha was his favorite port. When I used to do the walks, we'd stop there, and I'd say, yeah, I think maybe he had a little port here. Why? It was his favorite port,
yeah.
And that's why he was buried. Well, another side note with the O'Neill, Captain O'Neill, his niece married a guy named Orla Calkins, and Orla Calkins is buried next to the O'Neill Celtic Cross, and the Calkins has, you know, it's a pretty, you know, it's not a little marker.
Yeah.
But it compared.
But what is next to that? Yeah.
It's compared. It's not. Orla Calkins is the gentleman who donated the Lincoln statue on Library Park.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Orla, you know, that was supposed to be in honor of Abraham Lincoln's 100th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And that statue was delivered to Kenosha under wraps. The company that was delivering it said, well, Mr. Calkins, do you want to see this beforehand? And he said, no, I don't want to see it before the big event.
Yeah, see you with everyone else, right?
So, but unfortunately, he died before big event. So instead of a big unveiling and a big party for the unveiling, the statue was unveiled when his horse-drawn hearse went by.
Oh, wow.
That's when it was unveiled.
That's a cool way to go out, I guess.
Another side point on the Calkins. Orla Calkins' home used to sit at Eichelman Park, south end of Eichelman Park. Mm. And when the city bought the property there, somebody moved the house, and the house was moved over to the 900 block of 72nd Street.
That's crazy they did that so often back then. They're moving houses all the time, it seems like.
Lots of different houses that were moved over time.
The old post office.
That house is it's the second house west of the cemetery.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely a different style, and it's not a little home. It's pretty formidable home.
All right. Well, I think we're going to take our second break. We'll be right back with some Kenosha Connects and some trivia with Peter Johnson.
Ooh!
Yay!
Frank Steiner, 508 58th Street, has been a Kenosha icon since 1926.
This classic establishment offers up sassy service with scrumptious breakfasts and lunches.
Try their signature garbage plate or check out and see what their specials are today.
You mean Kevin? He's special.
Yes, he is. And so is the food.
Stop in at Frank's, open 7 days a week in downtown Kenosha. Sarah and her staff at Wink Beauty Boutique offer great services to make you feel and look your absolute best.
Wink is located at 10909 Sheridan Road above the Village Supper Club, and they provide lash treatments, body wax, facials, and more.
Treat yourself with a special day at Wink. Or gift certificates make great gifts, guys.
That's Wink Beauty Boutique, 10909 Sheridan Road.
All right, and we're back with K-Town Connects here with Peter Johnson of Green Ridge Cemetery.
And what time is it?
It is time for Kenosha Connects.
Ah.
And that's brought to you by A.H. Did It. What is A.H. Did It, you ask? Well, that is Aaron Hunzinger.
Mm.
He is a local industrial artist who specializes in lighting creations, custom furniture, and much more. He makes some great stuff.
He really does.
Each piece he creates is a one-of-a-kind, guaranteed to never be duplicated, and is handcrafted with care and imagination.
Whew.
So follow A.H. Did It on Facebook today.
All right, Peter, you ready for some Kenosha Connects?
I am ready.
All right. What was the last great meal you had in Kenosha?
I had, for lunch today, I had an Italian sausage omelet, mozzarella cheese, and red sauce made at the iconic Frank's Diner.
Good old Frank's Diner.
Love Frank's Diner, downtown Kenosha, 508 58th Street.
Great place.
Right. FranksDinerKenosha.com. Check them out.
And a great owner as well.
Julie?
Well, Julie's very, very nice.
But yeah. No,
Kevin is something else.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, there's Kevin. I forgot about him.
They're both Kenosha's hottest couple, though.
All right, Peter. Where in Kenosha would you recommend someone go for their first date?
Green Ridge Cemetery?
No. First date. I'd go to the Kenosha History Museum. And if that's closed, I would go to the Dinosaur Museum. And if that's closed, the Public Museum there to see go. The Schaefer Mammoth.
Ah, yes. All right, how about this one? What's your favorite annual Kenosha event?
Memorial Day. That's in the cemetery business. That's our Super Bowl season.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And it's also the time that we remember all, you know, the departed veterans and other family members and friends that are passed.
Mm-hmm. Is that a busy day there for you then?
That's a very busy day.
Yeah.
Very busy day. Each year, the American Legion Post puts on an annual Memorial Day service at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, very nice.
And it's a very, very, very moving event. They name all the veterans that have passed the previous year.
Mm.
And we probably get maybe 500-600 people that attend.
Wow.
If you come, recommend that you bring your own chairs because it can, you know, it's for some people standing that length of time might be tough
for most
we
of
do
us.
Not we do not provide any seating.
And you disrespectful to sit on a tombstone, correct?
Sitting down on tombstones, some individuals get very, very upset about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, even I've had people, you know, when family members have sat on tombstones.
Yeah, I think it's your other, own. If you know them, I think it's okay, right?
Hmm?
If you know them, I think it's okay.
Well, you know, family members have sat on tombstones, and I've had other people not realizing it and complain them to task.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing to sit on a tombstone.
So don't do that. Not a good idea.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
When was the last time you rode the streetcar?
I've not the streetcar.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Okay.
Which now closed Kenosha business do you wish you could bring back?
The Leader Store.
Leader Store, yeah.
The Leader Store. The Chemerals did a great job there.
Yeah. It's right down there, just west of the Olive Tree.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, formerly Three Coins.
That's right.
The Grosvenor Building. Is that how you pronounce that name?
Grosvenor.
Grosvenor, yeah.
What is one thing you wish you could change about Kenosha? You've been here pretty much your whole life.
So much change.
There we go.
When's the last time you put your feet in Lake Michigan?
Water's cold. You know, I'm a former I'm a former swim teacher, swim coach, swim teacher, you name it.
Yeah.
The water is cold.
September, it's a little not
you know,
as cold.
It's cold all the time. last summer.
Yeah. All right, great.
Who do you think should be our next mayor?
John Antrenium is going to be a hard act to follow.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, John has done so much good for the community. Mm-hmm. He's a great cheerleader. He has vision. He has, he works hard to get to his site. He has a great vision. And he's not one to beat his chest.
Yeah.
He's a very admirable person. I wish whoever follows him the best of luck.
Did you know he went on a gold rush? When he was younger, he was a young man, he went to California, was it?
Yep, California.
Digging for gold.
Oh.
He shared the story with us. Interesting guy. All right, Peter, in what Kenosha restaurant or bar do you think you spent the most money at in your life?
Sunnyside Club.
Ah. Oh, you answered that right away. Had some good times there?
Of course.
and
the second most, the Elks Club.
Elks Club, all right, nice.
All right, last one for you. Big Star or The Spot?
The Spot,
of course. It's right next to the Sunnyside, right. Of course. Okay. You go hang out at Sunnyside, and you go over to the Spot and get a cheeseburger, right?
Yeah. I didn't even know Big Star existed until I must have been 40 years old by the time I realized Big Star existed.
You know, I went to the Spot yesterday. Delicious.
Oh, good.
Delicious. Bacon cheeseburger, cheese squares, root beer.
Wow.
My only complaint about the Spot is when you get a large root beer, and it's a little... Like a
little
12 ounce cup? Yeah, it's a small, but I don't need that much root beer anyway. I can do without the sugar. So,
No ice. You get no
ice. All right, that's Kenosha Connects. That was brought to you by AH Did It. And what time is it now, Donnie?
Ding, ding, ding. It's trivia time. And trivia is brought to you by The Lettering Machine. And they are located at 725 50th Street in downtown Kenosha. They can customize almost anything.
Wow.
Gifts, uniforms, school apparel, office attire, accessories. Jason, you name it, they can do it. Also, check out their online novelty store at thelettermachine.com. They have so many different stores. They're like the K-Town Connect store.
Wow.
There's a lot of local businesses where you can buy
apparel. Named one. Yeah,
one. Oh, I mean, our sponsors, Lucci Grandview.
Yeah, they're
on there.
Yeah. All right, so it's time for trivia. We pit Donnie against our guest today, Peter. And today we're doing social studies trivia.
I hope I don't fail.
I think you should do okay. So this is three questions for each of you. We'll see what you can do. So, Peter, we're going to start with you. Peter, what is the name of the document that was created in 1215 and one of the first to limit the powers of government?
Magna Carta.
You got it. See?
A great charter.
Yes, there you go.
About King John.
All right, Donnie, you're down 1-0. All right. Well, the question wants for an exact date, but I'm going to give you some wiggle room here.
Okay, thank you.
It's what is the date of the Boston Tea Party? I'll give you like 3-day wiggle room.
Okay. Just the year?
No, the exact date.
Oh,
within 3 days. I'm giving you some wiggle room. I'm trying to help you out a little bit here.
November 7th?
In a year, too.
1791.
You're closer, but no. That was December 16th, 1773.
Dang, so close.
That was when the colonists dumped the tea into Boston Harbor, not Pearl Harbor.
When I was asked on that question.
All right, Peter, you're up 1-0. Peter, name the three branches of U.S. government.
Legislative, the judicial, and the executive.
You got it.
Wow.
Yep, 2-0. Donnie, did you know that one?
Nah, it would have been like, ugh.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if you know this one. Donnie, what is the oldest European founded city in the United States? I think Peter knows it.
Give me a hint, Peter.
St.
Petersburg.
Oh, St. Augustine, Florida. You're close.
They've got alligators down there.
Ah, yes.
Now, these last two are Kenosha based.
So. Oh.
Peter, this is a true or false. Prior to the construction of Harbor Park, Kenosha never had a First Avenue. Is that true or false?
Had a first what?
First Avenue. A street named First
false.
Avenue.
False.
You're saying false that it did?
They had one.
Okay, you are correct. Yes.
They had one, you know.
And it's still there, right? Or on 71st up there.
Yeah. Down to 75th.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp, but it's there. So you're up 3-0.
Yeah,
Donnie, you got one last one.
Let's see if I
can
just get one here.
Donnie, this is an easy one here.
Okay.
This one, he gave the answer earlier in the show.
I wasn't paying attention.
To that part? Donnie, the name Kenosha is derived from a Potawatomi word meaning what?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. It's a former name of the
Pike.
City. There you go.
There we go.
Well, that wasn't enough, though, because... Donnie, you lost. Pete, you win by a score of 3-1, and you win a T-shirt from the Lettering Machine, our great sponsor.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. K-Town Connects T-shirt.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
They really do.
They do an awesome job. So I want to thank them for that. And we also like to plug Green Ridge Cemetery one more time. Just go on down there. What do you open? Sunrise to sunset? Is that what it is?
This grounds are open sunset. Oh, gosh. I'll get it straight. Sunrise to sunset.
Okay, so as long as it's light out, you can go take a walk through.
Till the vampire Ridge Cemetery.
7 days a week.
Yeah, and then the ghouls take over at night, right? You want to stay out.
That's right. At night, I drive through. If I have to drive into the cemetery at night and go back to the shop to get something, I have my highlights on and my dome lights on in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I drive up to the garage, I hit the remote, the garage door opener. So the garage door will open up and the lights go on inside. Big chicken.
All right, so stop on down there and check out Green Ridge Cemetery and be on the lookout. Hopefully they'll bring back the history walks. I'm sure you have a social media page on Facebook, right? So you can follow them on there.
Very, very
sparse.
Kind of very thing. Sparse.
Okay. All right. And also you have to look for the K-Town Connects podcast on the Spectrum Channel 14. And the Kenosha Community Media app on your Roku.
Ooh.
They air episodes every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 5 p.m. You might be listening to us right now.
Yeah, look, Mom, I'm on TV.
Hey.
And don't forget to follow the K-Talk Next podcast on all your social media outlets, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Drop us a review. We haven't had one for a while on Facebook or on your favorite podcast provider.
Take a drink.
Is that bad?
You sound pretty rough.
It's this jalapeno beer.
We'd also like to thank all of our sponsors. First off, this episode is brought to you by our Patreon subscriber of the week, and that is Chris Allen of the Kenosha History Center.
The award-winning Chris Allen from the History Center.
Great guy, wow. Former guest of the K-Town Kicks podcast, and a Patreon supporter.
Yeah.
So if you want to find out of all of our extra bonus material, become a Patreon supporter at ktownconnects.com.
Yeah,
Chris does a great job.
Doesn't he?
He does.
He does. I
He's
agree.
He's a great man.
And we also thank all of our other sponsors, including Union Park Tavern,
Lucci's Grandview,
AH Did It,
Roar,
Frank's Diner,
Shannon Franklin Remax Realty,
Wink Beauty Boutique,
Hide and Cheese,
Public Craft Brewery,
and of course, Luigi's Pizza Kitchen.
Of course.
Wow, we did it. Another episode in the bank.
Yeah, we had a great time talking to Pete. Thank you so much, Pete, for being on the show.
Appreciate it, Pete. Thank you
for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening, everyone. And we'll see
you.
Hey,
Jason, wait. I had to ask you something.
Damn, almost got it.
What are we trying to do with this show?
I don't know, Donnie. What are we doing here?
You tell me.
I don't know. What are we doing?
We're connecting Kenosha.
No!
Hey, Jason, do you want even more of K-Town Connects?
Oh my gosh, I sure do.
Well, sign on to become a Patreon subscriber by clicking the link at ktownconnects.com. Subscriptions start as low as $2 a month.
Whoa, what do I get for that?
All kinds of great stuff, like our exclusive It Is What It Is series, where we talk about just about anything, and you get each week's episode early, ad-free, and get this, Jason, completely unedited.
Whoa.
So you get all the juicy stuff just like this.
So, I mean, it's kind of dark, but I got to ask. Do you have your spot picked out?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You know, I mean... very close to the office. It's a thing that it was something that when my mother passed away in 1968, my father bought a group of graves. I also have, I can go there. My great grandmother bought 20 graves.
Wow.
Back in 1910. There's quite a few spaces there that are available. Mm. And then there's on the other side of the family, on the Johnson side, there's a whole bunch of them as well.
Become a Patreon supporter today by finding the quick link at ktownconnects.com.